deflection and a great reach by Mizunu, who was headed for Mbappe, and it might have been 1-0 if it got there. Rabiot into the space. Not been his best night, I have to say, but he's given it away. And how they pay for it from the edge of the box, Benjamin Pavard fires it into the top corner, past Mizunu, and France lead in Dublin. Wasn't a bad one this time, and it's tipped over the top by Magnon. Suddenly required to do some work, the goalkeeper. Collins, what a save! What a save by Magnon! Fitting indeed that the last touch is from the French goalkeeper, because an unbelievable save by Magnon ensured this French victory tonight. The Republic of Ireland 0, France 1 in Group B.
That's not easy. We've watched France's last 20 games. We've never seen Kylian Mbappe, who I voted for as the best player in the world, have such a quiet night. I've never seen it. So it was. I thought our defending was very, very good. Overall, we didn't concede any chances up to the goal we conceded. So that was disappointing. Obviously, the substitutes made an impact, I felt, and we really finished strongly in the last 15 minutes. And obviously, our goalkeeper made an excellent save, but the save that from Nathan Collins is out of this world, you know. It's just one of those incredible saves to deny us in the end, and so we're disappointed to not get at least a point.
Well, there you go. That's Stephen Kenny speaking in his post-match press conference afterwards. Ireland losing up by 1-0. One error, one mistake at the back, costing Ireland. And really, give us your views on how you thought Ireland played or performed against a team, France. Bear in mind their opening game in this tournament last Thursday night. I think they beat the Netherlands 4-0, hammered the Netherlands 4-0, and they come to Dublin and only scrape past by 1-0. If you have a view on how Ireland did, what do you think? Is it a sign of hope for the future? Give us your views. With me on the line is Michael Fox O'Connor and Jimmy Adams, two long-time Ireland supporters and watchers. Good morning to both of you, and thanks for joining us in the programme. Jimmy, can I start with you first? What was your view on last night? Because some people went into the game, I suppose, fearing 2-3, maybe 4-0.
Jerry, I thought it's so near and it's so far. Can I start off by saying it was fabulous atmosphere in the Aviva. You know, the hairs on the back of my neck wouldn't be a national anthem. And having 50,000 there, you know, we would thought we were in for a great night. But, you know, I thought the Irish team played very well. You know, they showed great guts and determination. Just, you know, I thought France picked them off in the end, really. You know, I mean, in the first half, Ireland played very well. We were very hard-working and solid 45 minutes. But we had no shot in goal, but the French had more possession than us in the first half. And I suppose, going into the second half, was quite optimistic, you know, that we could get a point here, you know. But then, that's why France were the world champions. As you know, they were world champions, and they were in the final. And the thing about France is, they're World Cup winners, and we can only be fooling ourselves if we think that by stringing, you know, Ireland was stringing some lovely passes together on that France would get us on the overlap, which they did. You know, unfortunately, that goal was a fabulous goal, but it was a mistake by Cullen, wasn't it?
Josh Cullen, yeah. He tried to play it out instead of just kind of getting it clear.
Yeah. And I'd want to be old fashioned now, like I come from an era. This Irish team, they can play some beautiful football. It reminds me of the great Leeds United. But the thing about them is, you know, it's practical too. You know, in the good old days, up and under the Jack Charlton era, we got results. This is all about results. We didn't get the result last night, but I'm very optimistic for the future. You know, I think we might look. Remember back? I'll go back in the day. Back in 2001, we picked off Holland in Dublin.
Yeah.
We could have a big day yet. We could have a big say in this competition yet in qualifying. And I mean, we've got Greece, Gibraltar, Holland. We might pick off Holland yet. You know, this it was a very courageous, gutsy performance.
Yeah, yeah, it was. Michael, what was your view on what went on last night?
I'm a bit disappointed, sorry. I mean, we didn't have our first shot and goal until 87 minutes, playing at home in front of 50,000 fans who were roaring and shouting all night. Great atmosphere. I thought we battled, but, you know, I could never see the French losing until the last 10 minutes when the pressure came on and everybody was roaring and shouting and we played good, controlled football. I think the substitutions definitely worked in our favour.
Yeah.
But I wasn't disappointed with France. I thought they held the ball. I think the stats in the first half is that they had 61%, you know, from a team away from home. We struggled.
Albeit arguably the best team in the world at the moment.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, it's a very, very early stage. Yeah. There's a lot of football to be played yet. And even, although this game is now done and dusted, I was happy with the performance. I would be concerned going into the game against Greece in June, because remember, at that time, France will have points on the board, Holland have points on the board,
yeah,
and Greece will have points on the board. We will have to get something out of that game.
Yeah.
We have to put points on the board. Overall, yeah, okay, maybe optimistic for the future. The football was good, good one-touch movement. But then when it came up the top half, we just walked out. We had nothing apart from the last 7 or 8 minutes.
Yeah, yeah, forcing corners and different things like that. Let me ask you, if you are to believe that there is, you know, a future here or a qualification path, and based on this performance against France, best team in the world, then will that have to happen in Greece? Will we have to get a result over there? Will we have, yes, to get a win over there?
Yes, you have to get something over there, because otherwise you're going to have, as I said, the three teams all with points, and you're going to have Ireland with no point, you know, after three games, and then it's kind of game set match. So, I mean, as much as the game was important last night, but the first game is something to build on, and there's loads there to be built upon. But, and I really mean this, but I think we have to get something over in Greece. Otherwise, it's all over.
Okay, well, because listen,
when you look at the fixtures there, like, you know, you got, look at the fixtures last night, you know, we got Gibraltar next, we got France away, hope to Holland, Greece, you know, and then we got Holland away, like, in November. So from June, September, October, November, we have 4 months there. Now there's a lot of football to be played yet. Hopefully teams will take points off of each other. That might be somewhere or something to work on, but we have a lot to do. You know, the old politics were saying, a lot done, and there's a lot more to do.
Yeah, yeah. And well, Dave gets in touch with us this morning and pouring a bit of cold water and things. Says, Jerry, unfortunately, we probably won't see a great performance like last night for the rest of the qualifiers. They have a habit of playing one great game and nothing to show for it, but I hope I'm wrong. Also, the national anthem without music last night brought me to tears. Very emotional and makes you proud to be Irish. Says Dave, what about that, Jim? Dave saying, look, he hopes, yeah, this isn't one performance for a qualifying campaign.
Yeah, I agree with Mike there. What he's saying is actually common sense. It's exactly. Do you know, we're pushing and footing around all the time about how they say Stephen Kinney. Look, he's there over 3 years now. I'm not going to knock Stephen Kinney, but the time has come to produce,
yeah,
results.
He has to qualify. Has to qualify. There's no.
He has to qualify.
You know,
as a young generation. Like, I suppose Stephen Kinney, I don't know. Like, I'd say he'll be there to the end of the campaign, right? And please God, he will qualify. If we don't, the only thing I'd say about Stephen Kinney, his legacy would be, he brought in a lot of new players, you know, young players.
Yeah.
But these young players now are maturing into young men, and they'll have to be producing results, you know. That'd be big money there, you know. Like, if you compare, look, the Irish rugby team are number one in the world. I think soccer isn't Irish soccer more popular than rugby in Ireland, I believe.
Yeah, yeah, you know, it is.
We should be producing the results. Now, as Mike said there, we need results in Greece. We need to be beating the small teams, and, you know, for the future. Like, and back to that caller there, last night, the atmosphere was absolutely fantastic. And I actually thought Stephen Kinney doing the national anthem got quite emotional. You know, it was a case of tonight's the night, it's D-Day, it's got to happen now. Something's got to happen now. Because I think his job is, he's under fierce pressure. And just one more thing there, like, results, you know, in the last couple of years. Like, I think we've only had four competitive wins in 21 games. And you have the tier system, then we're gone from tier two to tier three, you know, as they call it. Like, we need to be getting results. Like, we have the players, we have the young players. Like, Obama, I can't pronounce his name, Obama, he's the man of the match. He was brilliant last night.
Yeah, you know, Obafemi, yeah.
Obama, he gave great, great service down the wing there, you know. He's fantastic, fierce, fast. And, like, at the back as well, we did very well. But we're not very good. And young Ferguson, above, he held up the ball well for a while. He's only 18 years of age. You'd be hoping he'd be the next Niall Quinn. You know, there's hope there. But he's young, you know. But we need results. Yeah, yeah.
Michael, we need results. Are we going to get them, is the question?
Very, very difficult. France away, can't just get them with share. Greece away, as I said. You know, Holland, we don't really know what kind of Holland are at the moment, an unknown quantity. How they built, you know, we don't know a whole lot of their players apart from those playing in the Premiership. And remember, Jerry, our back four last night, we had no Premiership starting player in our back four last night. Coleman has been in and out all year. Collins can't get his players on the world scene. Egan is playing with Sheffield United. O'Shea is playing West Brom. You know, and I don't know where the back four played well last night. They came into the game, they got stuck in it. The football from the back wasn't really great. Midfield was okay. Up front, we troubled them only in the 87th minute. And, you know, a game is not won in 7 minutes. You know, you've got to concentrate for 95 minutes. Going forward, I would persevere with what we have. I think the guy from Celtic, Johnson, he's obviously a player to look forward to, too. But, you know, optimistic going forward, but there's a lot of football to be played.
Yeah. There certainly is, and we'll see those performances, I suppose, improve, hopefully, as the time goes by. Charles says, Jerry, Ireland deserved the draw last night. They played well. They were punished for one mistake, but that's what the top teams will do to you. Responded well. Unlucky not to get an equaler. Got to take this level of performance over to Greece in June. And that's, Buzz, Jimmy, that's now the most important game, isn't it? Greece in June.
That's most important now. You know, like, you know, the way the Premiership ends up now in May, and please God, Leeds United will be still in the Premiership, lads.
Be a tall order.
But no. But the point is, they want to get the result in the break now in May, and they're going. They'll all be like, you hope they won't be thinking about their summer holidays and that. And that, you know, the Greece match is so important to get points in the board. You know, because I think the next competitive match is Micronesia in September again.
Yeah.
After that. Let me ask you this question, Jimmy, finally on it.
Look at the point made by Mike there. Like, no starting defender last night for Ireland. The back four, none of them starting in a Premier League team, first 15.
None.
Are you up against it in terms of your expectations as to what you'll do in terms of qualification, or is that just too harsh a parameter? It's the best league in the world, obviously.
No, they played very well. Like that, as Mike said, there's no Premiership players, but we don't have to go back in all news here. When you think about the Irish, like the likes of Rice and Bamford and who else was there? They were all Grealish.
They all had a nice connection.
We lost all those players. Could you imagine if we had those nucleus of players in that team last night? You never know what could have happened.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, thinking back, you know, on that. Like, Rice is playing for England. He played the other night. They beat Italy, wasn't it?
Yeah. And Ukraine.
Know? Ukraine. You know, there's a nucleus of players there that we could have had. So look, we need results. And, you know, especially for all the young generation coming, young people need
they need to see Ireland in the finals. Yeah, they need to see Ireland in the finals. That's all there is to it.
The finals, because the Irish rugby team will be there now next September, and the Irish soccer team. We all grew up with, like Mike said, we all grew up with the Irish early in 1988, and that. But just before I go to, I just want to say that was a fantastic save by the French goalkeeper at the end. It was a bank.
Mignon,
save,
yeah,
really.
Yeah, it was world class save. No two ways about it.
I thought, I don't know about, as Mike said, the crowd was quite up to about the last 15 minutes around the second half.
Mm.
You know, I was sitting there watching. I said, well, we're still only one goal down here. There's still a hope here we could get an equaliser. Then when the substitutes came on, you know, the three boys came on, it seemed to rise the crowd again. Mm. And then we were all over France at the end. It's too late, too little, too late again.
Yeah. Okay, one listener gets in touch, and I'll end on this, Mike, and give you a response. This is the pessimistic view of things, I suppose, from this listener. Don't know what all the fuss is about. We haven't a hope in hell of qualifying with the players we have. Nothing up front. Defence is poor. How in God's name Kenny got the job? Don't mean to be pessimistic, but we have no chance. Now, look, he's ignoring Darren Ferguson, who started off very well last night and has come true as well. But what do you think of that pessimistic view of things, Mike, finally?
Well, as I said, Joey, when you look at the fixture, like, I am worried. You know, as I said, we got Greece away in June, France away in September, you know, Holland home and away. If I was a betting man, would I be backing on us to qualify? I would say no, unless we get to somewhere through the playoffs. As I said at the very, very outset, a lot of football to be played, a lot of points to be won. Hopefully, teams will take points off of each other and give us something to build on. Are we better than France? I say no. I hear now, and as I said, I have no doubt about that. Holland, unknown quantity. Greece, that's the game. That's the game in June. There's no ifs or buts about it. There's no shortcuts or sideways. We have to get something in Greece, otherwise we're doomed.
All right, gentlemen, listen, thanks a million for watching again for us and giving us reviews this morning on it. What do you think? Get in touch with us on the programme. Were you watching that match last night? Do you think we have a hope, a chance after that performance, albeit a defeat at home to the, I suppose, Argentina, best team in the world, France barely behind them, beaten on penalties in the World Cup final?